in town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Oh, what are you doing over there? Welcome back to Common Folk.
It was a little tight.
We're back.
We are back in studio.
Yeah, I forgot what this place even looked like.
Right.
You know?
Got to get the mics right. And
coming off of a few weeks of episodes on our road trip, which was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Hopefully folks enjoyed that. If you're listening to this one, it would have been the previous three. We were out of town up in Crofton, hanging out with those folks, getting ready for the dam race.
Don't forget about Hardington.
Yeah, and Hardington. Mm-hmm. Yep, checking out the brewery.
Yeah.
It was fun. So what's going on?
Spring. So we got spring track championships here in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And that is, state basketball is our biggest endeavor, and this is right behind it. I mean, it's
really
4 days of all day events. And you know, I mean,
wait,
state
but
track.
4 days?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday championships.
How but is it because of different classes?
Yeah, different classes, okay. Different events. You know, you got to run your prelims in the hundreds and 200s, you know.
Oh, I didn't even know that you did that.
How do you call a track meet?
We have a guy that actually was with the station for a number of years, Patrick Jansen. He's awesome. He ran track for Wayne State College.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a degree, multiple degrees, but he's also just a fantastic broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So he's awesome. He's a natural at it. He adds a lot of enthusiasm. He's really good at it. So it's
I would like to hear that.
I'm just thinking like logistics even. So like, you know, you think about basketball, like you're sitting at like that score table or whatever, you're seeing the whole court, you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Baseball, you know, you're sitting up in like a crow's nest or whatever, you know, you're seeing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Track, I mean, you could be sitting up in the stand like where you would call a football game from.
Right.
But you're seeing like 5, 6, 8 different events happening at once.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be tough.
It is. Of course, no matter what you do, somebody's, you know, feeling like they got left out or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we do our best to try and cover it all. But it's kind of the same in that you have the play-by-play, like the events happening in front of you, whichever one you're focused on, let's say the 2 mile. Mm-hmm. And every one of those contestants has a backstory. You know, something led up to it, something that's interesting. And then there's always drama. I help out with like the packages, like the day off. Like we do a full day Thursday, full day Saturday of championships. So that means Wednesday and Friday I'm there collecting as many highlights, getting as many storylines as possible so we can relay those. And I'll do my best to go everywhere, you know, because the shot put, the triple jump, all this stuff's happening at the same time. And I have notes like, okay, this person should win it. Get a clip of that person. Well, last year, you know, I'm getting all these clips and this person didn't even place in the top three. Mm. And I had all this video and clips. I'm like, oh, tough day for so-and-so. They still did pretty good, you know, and you had to make a storyline off of that. So like the drama's already built in. It's going to happen. Someone's going to have their best day at state and they're going to come out of nowhere and win. So it's a lot of fun. And it's also, I just really enjoy putting a spotlight on some kids that usually, you know, might not always have the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, like those long distance runners, a lot of times that's a different breed of people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to put the spotlight on them and tell their story and give them their, I guess, 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining like you up in that stand thing and like looking over everything and then like you're talking about what's going on or whatever. Then you're like, all right, let's go to Joey down on high jump.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the guy's down there with his mic and there's a camera. He's like, all right, Andy, we got an intense high jump event going on right now. And you're right there with the camera, like looking at him whatever.
Yeah. Hell's Dodge. This kid's coming out of nowhere. He's 6'6 already.
Going for a new personal best.
That is pretty much what it's like, you know, and you got to bounce around. I think this is our third or fourth year of really doing it. So we've got a little bit of a cadence down to it. And I suppose it is kind of like doing a golf tournament where, man, if something big is happening over here,
you know,
let's say a freshman has come out of nowhere, he's leading the shot put right now and he's up next, get over there.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to get a camera over there. And this year, We have the rights, and we got some new equipment that we're toying around with. We have a drone that we're going to be running around Burke Stadium.
Okay, I was going to say, I heard it's up at Burke. Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how that pans out. So
I actually was just running some of the Conestoga shirts
for the track team. All right, we got some Conestoga.
Yep, so there's about 10 Conestoga kids that are going.
Cool. Very cool. Yep. All right.
Do you guys, like, if you guys are all over the place, do you guys have, like, walkie-talkies or something that, like you said, if something comes up like that, like, oh, there's a last-minute thing, we got to get so-and-so over.
Think of Agent Smith in The Matrix. We got those earpieces. We can just plug into the producer who's in the live truck. Hey, I got something over here at the triple jump.
This get kid, over.
Oh, that's over better here than a walkie-talkie, because everybody can hear a walkie-talkie. That's
awesome. So, no, it should be a lot of fun. Like I said, it's just really cool that there's so many schools, athletes, and a lot of athletes that don't always get the limelight. So it's fun to do.
Yep, that is cool.
Cool.
Nice. Well, let's get into it. I got a question for you. How many subscriptions do you think you currently have?
That's almost an impossible question to answer. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, I'm just thinking about all the apps on my phone, and I think a lot of them pretty much are some
free.
They're free, but aren't they some type of a subscription? I'm even looking at my banking app, but I'm subscribed to this or that within that app. Mm-hmm. Like, is that a subscription? I suppose I'm paying for it.
Yeah, I guess the question would be how many subscriptions do you have that you're paying something for?
Yeah.
And it's hard. I don't know that I could answer that.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to give us a tally of ours.
Well, I'm going to give you some statistics from online, but I don't know what ours is. And I think, in just a quick Google search, I think these are way underestimated. But I also, I don't know if you noticed this, when you search on Google, the first thing you get now is that AI.
Yeah, Gemini.
Yeah, or whatever it is, and it's a recap of everything that it found. And I'm starting to believe that some of this is it's like Wikipedia.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Remember how back in the day where we weren't allowed to quote Wikipedia? It wasn't considered
official,
actual real data. It was just someone's opinion, or it was just something someone put online,
a factual source. Like you couldn't,
yeah, it couldn't
cite
be
it.
A source. Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm starting to feel like that's what the thing is with these AI recaps, because we're not visiting some official study that was done. Where we're seeing the numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a side story. But anyway, this AI recap here says the average U.S. consumer has 4.5 paid subscriptions.
Okay.
76% of consumers subscribe to at least one streaming video service. 10% of consumers have 10 or more subscriptions.
How many?
10 or more, 10%.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. When you said 4, I'm like, no way.
Right. And 2% have 15 or more, it says. And then it goes on to say some key findings. Average household has just over 4. It says most people report spending over $40 monthly on average for their paid subscriptions. And 86% of people have at least one paid subscription going unused. And then another interesting number I saw was U.S. subscribers on average pay over $900 a year for streaming services.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a national conglomerate, and I don't care for them much, that has really cornered in high school sports.
Mm.
And if you're a grandparent and you want to watch your kid from out of state play something, bend over. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be $13 per month, and just pay it. There's no getting around it.
Yep.
And can you say what that is?
The NFHS.
Oh, okay.
It's a national organization. I think they're based out of Alabama. But what they do is they get groups like the NSAA, like our Nebraska, and they'll cut them a deal, a sweetheart deal that you just can't refuse, just gobs and gobs of money. So then they get the rights to every single athletic sporting event in the state.
Really?
Yeah. And then they can distribute it, decide who gets to distribute it, decide how it gets distributed. We have to work with them. We have to. Otherwise, we wouldn't get to televise or stream anything.
Really?
So a lot of times, yeah. So a lot of times we'll end up doing all of our work and giving it to them for free, just so we can televise it over IPTV. So, I mean, it's you either play ball with them or you don't play ball at all.
Okay, so there's a little bit different thing that our school does. They pay for Huddle.
Sure.
So it's like then everything's streamed on that and you can just get a free Huddle account.
Yeah, Huddle gets to subvert it on a few things.
Yeah, yeah, because so.
I think the individual school still has like their own rights. But if you're going to play in a sanctioned NSAA sanctioned event, so that's like why we love to do like unified bowling, or we used to like to do six man football because it wasn't recognized by then. So it's like, oh, we just get to do it then. Mm-hmm. We don't have to follow this rule. Mm-hmm. We don't have to follow that rule. You know, we don't have to. So, but once you get, and these are great organizations. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. They do a lot of good. But it's a subscription, like what we're talking about. Yeah. You're paying $15 a month.
And you have these administrators and different people saying, oh, it's for the student athlete. It's for the kids. No, it's not. It's so you can make a buck. Like, just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. That's my attitude.
What's most frustrating about those things is like someone, like you talked about the grandparents, get on there. A lot of them probably aren't tech savvy anyway.
Right.
A lot of them have probably been pretty good about their money, keeping their checkbooks straight, you know, things like that. And now all of a sudden they have to sign up for some online subscription that they don't really understand. Mm-hmm. They usually don't get the option of just paying once and being done.
Right. It's going to be reoccurring unless you go in unless next month you and cancel, shut it off.
Right, yeah. Which they're going to forget to do or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just gets them for another thing and another thing.
Yeah.
I found another website here, CNBC.com. So this is going to be something that you could probably reference more legitimately. But it says a third of consumers underestimate how much they spend on subscriptions by $100 to $200 every month.
Mm, wow.
Many people, 42%, have forgotten that they're still paying for a subscription they no longer use. And what else did I see here? Well, that was kind of the high points. But, $100 to $200 a month that you're paying that you don't even...
Yeah, it's just
you don't even realize. You're just.
But how are you not realizing it? Are you not following your bank statements?
Well, there's one that I know. I guess you would consider not utilize it that I'm thinking of right now. So, like, we get Netflix, and we're part of a Disney Plus. So there's two right there, and those are kind of expensive ones. Mm-hmm. And then I have a personal one on my phone. It's a audiobook app, and last time I looked, it was like $2.99 or $3.99 per month. But I'll go a couple of weeks without listening to a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So is that unused? Probably, or it's not utilized at least every week, so it gets behind me, but I'm still paying that. And I like it. Like I can just tune out when I'm burned out of podcasts, I can just listen to a book.
Yeah.
So I like it, and it's hard to get that for free anywhere. Or what you want.
I guess it's there when you need it.
Yeah. I don't know.
And your question, Morgan, I mean, how do you not know? Like, I mean, you could answer that. Would you know?
I mean, I would just look up the bank statement.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you do that every month?
Maybe once a month I'll go through, but definitely not.
Once a month you go through all of the charges on the bank statement to see?
I will definitely scroll and see what has been charged for sure.
Yeah, well, you need to update me on what you're finding because I'm not doing that.
What's going on out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
I think it's easy on your phone.
A lot of people don't do that.
Do you pay for that app?
No, subscribed? It's free through the bank.
Subscription. And we were, when I was mentioning earlier about the grandparents, getting the app and not being able to have that one-time thing.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has gotten away from that one-time purchase, especially if it comes to some kind of service or software. But even like I feel like one of the first times I experienced it was with cell phones. Like I was always the type where the cell phone company would always offer you like buy your phone now for X amount of money or pay for it for 2 years, And if you pay for it for 2 years, you've got some kind of contract. But if you buy it right now, you're not in a contract. I don't know if you remember that working that way.
Yeah, but that's also when cell phones were $150, $200 a pop.
Well, even it got to where they were $800 to $1,000 for the phones.
And you hate being locked in.
I was totally buying them.
Wow.
But it still made sense because all you were doing was, by going with the monthly thing, was you were just stretching out the same amount and then some.
Oh, yeah.
And having to be locked in for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then they get you when your contract is up. and say, oh, you need a new phone. It's a free phone. Let's just re-sign your contract.
Yeah, but
again.
That's how it is today. That's not how it used to
be.
So how it used to be was you can buy this phone and then you have no contract. And you can do whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. Or you can pay for this phone over the course of 2 years and you have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I always bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finally got to the point where they're like, no, you can't buy these anymore. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, no, you have to have a 2-year agreement.
Yeah.
I don't want an agreement. I don't want to be locked in with you. I want my freedom to do what I want. I want you to earn my business.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't do that. You sign a contract and you're stuck.
Yeah.
And if you want out, then you're going to have to buy out even though we screw up.
Yeah.
Like that kind of attitude. It's so ridiculous.
And I don't know. It's all gotten so, let's say, shitty. I think that's a good word here. Where I don't think you'd want to own the phone anyway, because it's like there's a concrete time limit on how long that's going to last. You know, like I firmly believe these phones, once they get to a certain age, they like purposely self-destruct or just don't work. And I think you're seeing that on a lot of products, but that's a different story. But it's like, so that reinforces the mentality of the subscription-based society that we're moving into here, is that, well, it's not going to be worth anything in 2 years anyway, so you might as well do this.
Right.
You know, like it just feeds the beast, we'll call it.
Right. Yeah, 100%. So in other subscriptions, just talking about like some of what we have today, like what else is out there? I mean, we've talked about that kind of stuff, but what's the more common stuff? Like you mentioned some apps, you get the streaming services. Yeah. Everything has to be a subscription on that.
There's one that I go back and forth with, and it's a love-hate thing where I used to really like getting the newspaper, mm-hmm. especially just the Sunday Omaha World Herald. I like the Sunday, the big fat Sunday World Herald, right? Well, now they want you to subscribe, and it's just this virtual thing. And I'm looking at it like, well, all that information was already online 4 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Shouldn't you be happy that I'm just reading your content and then you can sell the advertising? Why are you trying to get me to buy a subscription to something that was already on the internet 4 hours ago?
And they're super sticklers.
They are.
You can't even go to that website and read anything unless you have a subscription.
And
you can read maybe a paragraph and they're like, sign in.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, I guess I can't read that article.
They'll black it out after you read the first paragraph on purpose. And this is where the hate comes in. Then don't put it on Twitter. Don't put it on X saying, hey, check this out. So-and-so, just ran a world record. And then I click on that link for you. So you got me. And then it's like, now you got to buy the subscription.
Right.
Yeah. Talk about a shitty hook, bait and switch type of a scenario there. And it's like, I want to support local journalism. I love the old newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
But knock it off. You're trying to use this old subscription-based thing, but you're also trying to like maximize the new subscription based thing. Like, but I get it. You got to pay writers. You got all this overhead, all this bullshit that other people don't have to worry about. But I just think I don't care who it is. The Star, Lincoln Journal Star. I think they're all doing it wrong. I do.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough business too. I don't know how those guys could do it right anymore.
Like people are thirsty for the truth. We're thirsty for knowledge, and there's so much bullshit out there.
Right.
And here you have all these journalists that are so good at their job, that are tenured. Look at the sports department, and from my perspective at the Journal Star, they just have some guys that have more knowledge than anyone else you could ever talk to. And here you are putting them behind a paywall, almost an aggravation. Like, I don't even want to read their name because I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get to read two paragraphs and then you're going to black out this
the
webpage on me. But I'm saying it's there. I don't know. I guess I don't know how to crack the code, but it should be an easy enough sell.
And when you talk about newspapers, I mean, that makes me think about like newspapers of the olden days, and that was probably one of the original subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
You had a monthly subscription to a newspaper, but the thing was, is that you got something delivered every week or every day or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it was right there in front of you. It was something you could put your hands on and you could deal with. And you were reminded of it. So if you decided I'm still getting a newspaper, I don't want it anymore, you cancel it or whatever. It's not some like made up digital thing that you don't even see that you can just easily forget about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But, And yeah, is it there? Do I need to re-up the app? Do I need to download the new app?
Yeah.
You know, all the bullshit.
Well, and to that, that made me think of magazines, like just going into the salon. Mm-hmm. A lot of times there's just stacks of them. And I know back in the day when I did hair, it, you know, you just subscribe to them. So your customers have something to read and you kind of just forget about that. So I don't, we don't do that anymore. I don't have a subscription to any magazines, but maybe people still have that as a cost too coming out. And then I was thinking of like workout videos or like, Peloton a lot of times, you know, the, those type of
they're trying to be
subscriptions. And you can even have like the Peloton app and not actually have the bike because they have a lot of stuff you can do on the ground and just have a TV. So it's like that's another subscription. So I think people workout stuff.
Yeah, a lot of workout subscriptions now, you know, and they're like a mirror that you look at.
Yes,
and
there's that.
Same type of thing as Peloton. You're like paying someone to yell at you to jump higher, you know.
So like when you used to buy like the workout world, you would buy like a deck of CDs or a deck of tapes or whatever.
Billy Blanks, baby.
Billy Blanks. Ashley still does those.
I still have. If I dug them up, I still have the CDs too.
Awesome.
And you just start like Airbox.
What was that one guy that was real goofy that was that always did
Oh, Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, what's the other name?
Yeah.
Is that who it was? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the short, like little underwear shorts.
Yeah, he was pretty, had a flair to him.
That was his name?
Gene's,
really?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Or wait, is Gene Simmons the kiss guy with the tongue?
That could be.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Is Gene Simmons the kiss guy with the tongue?
I don't know.
This is hilarious.
Now you got to pull it up.
Yeah, we're like cut in like two different dimensions here.
I feel
here.
Like the workout guy that we're talking about might have
Simons?
Passed away or got locked in his house for a long time and didn't come out. There was some
locked in his house.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
I think he did.
There was something sus going on. Yeah. So
who do we got?
Can you pull it up? Of course, the computer.
I have to reset my internet. Something happened.
I'm gonna look it up.
Definitely those workout workout videos because like you could buy all that and you'd be done. Yeah.
Gene Simmons is the kiss guy.
Okay. So who's my guy?
Who is the workout?
So now you're locked into this monthly deal that you have to do. It's never going to go away, and you're going to forget about it. It's a workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
you're going to remember in January of next year when you do your New Year's resolution again. You're like, oh shit, I already have one of those.
And how many times can you repackage a guy on a bicycle yelling at you to pedal faster?
Right.
You know, like I just like it's.
Is it
just,
Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons. Okay.
There all right. He did pass away.
There's probably people yelling at the radio right now.
Oh my God.
Idiots.
Yeah. We got one Richard. Of the names right. Come on.
Wanna rock and roll when work out.
I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Yeah.
He's throwing his hands up.
Yeah, so workout subscriptions. What else do you have on your paper?
Well, I was thinking
like business
for
stuff.
Modern day stuff, like anything software related now is a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like with business, with what we do, you know, we've got this online website, our, you know, e-commerce, all this kind of stuff. I have so many freaking electronic subscriptions that I don't even want to think about them.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking to the tune of like
10.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month.
Well, yeah, but you're in e-commerce. You also do diesel tuning. So you need all these different apps there. Like there's a certain bullet that you just have to bite. If and you're going to be in that space.
And it's literally every time you turn around, somebody wants or you need this particular app or this particular function that's going to add another $50 a month to your ticket if you're lucky.
Yeah, didn't something happen yesterday where you were like, no, I don't want this? And then they were boom, hit you with the $50.
It's Dropbox. So I've got the Dropbox subscription.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Anybody who's dealt with that. Knows
that is a hate relationship. Me and Dropbox.
Yeah,
he was trying to take me off of it and add somebody, and it was just like
can't do that.
We're just going to charge you more money, and he's like, "No, I want to replace this person with this person. I'm not asking for more persons."
Dude, I just clipped it said that I have 5 licenses, which I didn't even know I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you go, back to what we don't know, and you're paying for every single one individually. I'm paying. About $900 to $1,000 a year for Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
I only had 4 names on it. So I clicked on the spot to add a new name. One of our graphic designers, I put her in there. I hit okay, send invite. All I'm doing is sending an invite.
Yeah.
It automatically
look at it.
Yeah. So then I get a notification on my phone from the credit card company. You just paid Dropbox $55.42. And I'm like, what the? Are you kidding me?
You didn't read page 12 of the 200 page report that you clicked.
Yeah. So then I had to spend 2 hours after that going back and forth with Dropbox customer support to get my refund and to straighten out my account, which I'm not even confident is straightened out. I'm just hoping.
Yeah. Oh, did they add her?
I guess.
Oh, God.
It, but the thing is
2 hours
is
later.
Most people, who's going to do that? Who's going to spend 2 hours?
They're just like, fuck it. Guilty. I'll pay the $50.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. Like, I totally fit the profile of they know what the breaking point is, we'll call it.
Yep.
So they'll just put a little above that, and they know they got me. I'm like, fine. Arms up in the air, palms up.
Well, but it's
up.
Like going back to the cell phone company. It's the same with that. When your bill's effed up. Mm-hmm. They just know that they can get you the $299 and someone's not going to see it. And then how many $299s of a million people are you going to get?
What's wild with the phone companies, and I think all cell companies will do this, you can call and complain and just make the threat that you're going to go to Verizon, to AT&T, AT&T to Sprint or whatever it is now, T-Mobile, and they'll just straight up slash your monthly bill.
I think a lot of cell phone companies have gotten away from that, but I had had that happen. But I can tell you some that I guarantee have not gotten away from that. And it's like Sirius XM radio.
Mm.
That's 100% one of them.
They'll and just barter whatever you want to do.
Yes. And I can almost guarantee you that half of the people listening to this podcast right now have a satellite radio subscription that they're paying for that they don't even realize that it's probably double or triple what it was when they started.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how, what they all do.
Yep, oh, they after it. Just like 3 months, then they just up it?
Yeah, it'll jack up. And they don't. You don't get like any nice notification of that or whatever. Mm-hmm. You were told.
Yeah, yeah.
But so then you find out, because it was like, you know, $5.99 a month or whatever. And then all of a sudden you start digging, you find out you're paying $39.99 a month for the same shit.
Yeah.
And literally you call them and you say, I'm going to cancel this. And they're like, oh, wait, we have some special offers right now.
Yeah.
And that used to be the game when we were younger with all the cable companies. Mm. Did you ever have that?
No.
Oh, yeah, TV? We totally did that.
Oh, my God. Like when we were a young couple, just, you know, you wanted Disney Channel for your kids or whatever, so you had to have the cable subscription.
Yep, you had to bump it up to the
same
top,
shit.
Top 200 channels or whatever.
Or you got satellite.
And see, that's the thing. Like, that's why the market needs competition is because of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only reason that we could, although I guess XM radio, that kind of flies in the face of that, but separate story. The only reason we could do that with the cable companies was because we had two or three or four different choices.
Yeah.
We could go to satellite TV. We could go, there was a couple different satellite providers, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we could just tell them, we're going to switch if you don't change this.
Yeah. Well, sad story here for you then, Ben. I think it was last week, maybe the week before, Cox
and
Communications
Charter.
And Charter, they're merging.
I heard that they were, but has that been approved?
I just know that because my sister works for Cox. Yes, in a year.
I think there was some like SCC approvals needed or whatever.
Well, the Congress has to pass it or something.
Something like that. Yeah. But like it's already, you're right, Ben, but it felt like a done deal.
Yeah.
Like both sides like, look, this has to happen. Yeah. And
they're tying a bow on it.
But you see, those people though are in so much trouble. Like it's a completely different animal for them now. Like they used to be an absolute beast that did whatever the hell they wanted to anybody whenever the hell they wanted to. Now things like streaming, you know, the internet and all that have just kicked those companies' asses.
And this ESPN is in a world of shit right now as well. And there's a lot of things you could say about ESPN that I feel they are way off base and they continue to be marching down this path that I don't appreciate or whatever, you know. It's just not popular with their viewers. But in their business model, they have to work out deals with like the NBA to televise certain NBA games or an amount of – same with the NFL. They – put out a huge amount of money to do Monday Night Football for the NFL. Well, the returns just aren't there because people, for one, are kind of tuning out to sports. And there's like what you're talking about. There's competition now.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to watch an NBA game, well, fine. I'll watch an NCAA basketball game, or I'll just start watching hockey or NASCAR. Like there is a lot more going on, and I can find something that I want to see. But with this cable package, and this is where ESPN is losing it, they used to be able to work out a deal with those Time Warner, we'll say, and say, like, look, you just put us on the other side of the top 100 channels, And then we'll be that carrot that will bump everybody over, you know, because it's all a la carte. Not a la carte, but, you know, a package deal. Well, people are cutting the cord for cable. So now ESPN is losing all this revenue, and all these sweetheart deals that they had with these cable companies is gone.
Oh.
And now ESPN, in a desperation mode, they're trying to do their own streaming app, which they've done certain things of this before, and it's like something really expensive, like over $30. It's like, you're not even cutting it right now being part of this Disney Plus streaming package. How do you think you're going to be able to stand
by yourself?
Meanwhile, you're losing money on these packages that you're doing with the NBA, with Major League Baseball. Like, they just straight up dropped their Major League Baseball package. They're like, no, we're out. Like, we just can't do this. And Major League Baseball, I think they'll probably win a lawsuit against them. Like, you signed up for this. You signed this contract. So ESPN's like, nah, next year we're out. So, like, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Right. You know? Like, yeah, it is interesting.
But this is where I think these networks, companies, let's say even Charter, if they would just come around and charge a price that we could stomach and be more transparent about it, people would do it.
Yeah.
We would do it. We're talking about the threshold, the fight back. Like, fine, just do it. But no, they're not. They're never satisfied.
Right.
They got to just keep gouging. They just got to keep effing this pig, right? And so what? Now more than ever, I can just get online. I don't even have to go to the dark web. I can just go straight up to YouTube and watch what ESPN is broadcasting for free.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's where streaming is just kicking. That it's that's the elephant in the room that they don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you guys would just be more honest, transparent, and offer a product that I'm. When I pay for it, it's like, I don't feel like I'm getting effed.
Mm-hmm.
We would do that.
We'd be fine.
But that's not what they're doing, and now they're paying the price. And that's where I think a lot of this subscription crap is going to go. I will figure out a way around it. Like, even with these damn cell phones, you're seeing all these different pop-up companies where Mint Mobile, you know, all these different little ones where they're allowing me a little bit more autonomy, a little bit more control.
Yep.
I think that's coming around. I really do.
Then you just wonder about the reception. I guess that's where I go to. Like, is my phone going to even work when I go 20 minutes away? You know, it's like,
it's getting better and better every day.
How are those towers? Yeah.
I think
so,
it's getting better.
Oh, another subscription is Amazon. You just get a notice. Oh, a year later, you have to have that subscription. 100 and some bucks.
Oh, yeah. Like Sam's Club.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm paying a right to go pay you guys money for your products.
I always thought that was a weird one, that how Amazon did that, you know? Like, they kept it just, I think they kept the price just low enough that people didn't buck it too
like
much.
It was like 100. Mm-hmm.
But I remember when that first came out, I was like, we're going to pay in order to be able to buy from you?
Yes.
Yes,
you are.
But yeah, same with Costco and Sam's.
But then you get, then they threw in that little extra where it's like, oh, but you get the Amazon TV streaming. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then I go in there and everything I want to watch, I have to buy. Like,
exactly.
I have to rent it or.
On top of that, my brother-in-law actually bought some movies. And then a few months later, they were gone. He's like, what's up with that? I'm like, well, yeah, you didn't actually buy those.
Oh, we've bought some too because we're like, if it's, you rent it for $5.99, you might as well buy it for $7.99
or
then it's always there.
Yep, yeah, they have it.
But if their contract
away.
Goes away with that show or the rights, then it's gone.
I don't know. I haven't read all the fine print, but yeah, they can just take it away. You have no foot to stand on.
So. I think another thing that people don't realize in this ever-growing cost of everything that we buy today is how these subscriptions are affecting the cost of the stuff they're buying. So again, like, I can just speak from our own selves, you know, when people are buying stuff from Farm Focused, when they're buying, you know, product that we're printing, or they're buying a service we're providing, like graphic design or whatever the case may be, we have all these subscriptions on the back end that are even enabling us to even do that before we even start.
Yeah.
Before we even have an employee, before we have any hard cost for a shirt or ink or whatever. Things like, as an example, for our graphic designers, I'm paying $100 to $150 a month per designer just for a software subscription for them to be able to have the software that they need to be able to do the graphic design.
Yeah, like a Canva or whatever?
Yeah, it's the Adobe packages.
Okay.
Yeah. But all the stuff that comes with Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Dropbox, you know, 100 or more a month just to be able to save and move files.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one thing after another after another. We do a lot of promotional goods for folks. So things like, you know, pens and cups and whatever else. $100 a month to have access to this website that puts you in touch with all of the vendors and pricing and all the things that mm-hmm. you can use that on. You know, it's
oh, yeah.
it's just every time you turn, if it's not $100, it's nothing.
Would a good analogy be in the agricultural world? I always felt bad for the farmers. Your upfront inputs. So like mm-hmm. you got to buy the seed, mm-hmm. you got to buy the chemicals, mm-hmm. you got to have a tractor, yep. you got to have a planter, you got to pay a guy to plant it. Whether that's you yep. or somebody yep. else, you got to have the land
right.
to plant on. So, are you leasing the land out? Like,
buy the diesel fuel.
Buy the diesel else. Yeah. fuel. Oh my God, the brakes went out on the tractor. Got to yep. go. But like yep. all those upfront input costs that you don't even look at. Like, if I'm just a bystander, I'm just looking at, Jesus Christ, you just sold that corn for $8.99 a bushel. Right. Jesus Christ. Well, yeah you weren't there at the front end, yeah. were you? You know.
And farming is a great one. I'm glad you brought that up because all of the subscriptions that farmers have today on just to be able to operate a tractor or a combine is madness.
Yeah, it is.
The subscriptions on the GPS, the subscriptions on all these different added features that they may or may not have to have. In some scenarios, they have to have. But there's different things that they have to pay the manufacturer for that functionality to be active on that tractor.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that functionality may be. Things that help them be more efficient and grow a better product and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and then I go the other side on that. I go, I'm paying for this subscription without a choice. I don't get to choose. Mm-hmm. I mean, do I want my tractor to run or not? And then it's sending this information to the dealership that services it. And then he calls me and says, you're driving that tractor 12 miles an hour average too fast, and you're going to lose this or that. And like, you know, I'm actually paying on a tattletale.
Right. Yes.
This sorum eye in the sky, you know, like, God, it pisses me off. You know, it's my tractor. I should be able to drive it as fast as I want.
Yeah, leave me alone.
You know?
And that's what's crazy about it is that companies, big companies have recognized how much money is in these subscriptions that anymore someone like a John Deere is more of a software subscription company than they are an equipment company, which is wild to think about it, but that's what they've morphed into because that's where they're able to make more money is on the software and the subscriptions than on actually selling iron.
Yeah, and JD just crossed that threshold a year ago or maybe 2 years ago where their net profits, the majority came from that type of crap rather than actually selling iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's kind of like ESPN. I feel like maybe they might be going down the wrong path here to where they're straight up moving manufacturing somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, you belong in Illinois. Knock it off.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that's been stinging them a little bit lately.
I hope so. Yeah. I goddamn hope so. Just like I hope Budweiser moves their headquarters back to St. Louis.
Yeah.
You're a Midwestern goddamn beer company.
Yeah. Well, that's
a German
company now, right?
Yeah. And they're based out of New York.
Yeah.
So like, God damn it.
So the other thing that I think about when I think of subscriptions, a lot of times people have, you go to a website, you're ready to order, and the price is less if you sign up for a subscription.
Sure.
Or you get free, and that just happened with like protein bars. We were like, sign up for a subscription, then you can try all of them. I was like, hell yeah. But then I had to put in my notes, don't forget and set an alarm if we don't like them to cancel. And good thing they were okay, but not enough to get another box. So then I did go in and cancel, but they're just going to get you on missing that. It's the same for any kind of face cream, anything.
That has gotten so big lately. I feel like the last three or four websites I've gone on to buy something, when I get to checkout, it has a subscription option, and the subscription option is automatically checked.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the
you have to uncheck it.
And the price is a little bit less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're not looking, especially on your phone, because most of us are ordering on our phone, and it's small, if you're not paying attention, you're moving forward with that, boom, you're in a subscription, and you don't realize it. But it's so many products are all offering that now.
You were part of a subscription-based deal, and I was going to ask you about it, because the I thought you kind of liked it, even though you canceled it. But it was a fishing tackle USA or something.
Yeah,
but every month they sold, they sent you a box with a slew of new lures or plastics. And it sounded to me like you kind of liked it. It gave you a reason to go out fishing with Joel.
Yep.
And use something different. But you end up canceling that.
Yeah, I was just trying to look that up because that was a good one. And I would – Mystery Tackle Box, that's what it was.
Mm.
You ended up having a few just sitting around.
Well, the deal was – I mean, I would recommend this to anybody for the reasons that you said. It was fun. It wasn't too expensive. It was cool to get those. You open them up. It's, you know, exciting. What do we got? What should we go try? Whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, it just got to where we were getting so many of them that were piling up.
Oh.
So that was the
– Well, and what I liked about this one is you could pick. Do you want it for 3 months, 6 months? A year,
okay, or how so like they broke
it, so you could get it for like your brother for his birthday, and you're like, oh shit, I'm just gonna pay for 3 months. They get three boxes. We did this for my grandparents. They love ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and so there's this bougie ice cream place that my sister knew about in Texas.
Okay,
and we had them shipped ice cream every month for 3 months, and it came right to their door. And I mean, my grandparents are 90 some years. Like, it was just a brilliant idea to do that, and you just pay for it and it's done. So I kind of like those where you actually pick the timeline.
That's kind of a hybrid though, because it's finite. You know, you're not just buying them a monthly subscription.
Exactly.
It's for 3 months. You're buying the three packages, mm-hmm. and then that's that.
Yep.
You know, so like that's different.
Yes, still, I agree.
You know. And maybe that's the answer to all this. You know, like, just once again, be a little more transparent.
The answer to all this is that you can't be greedy. You can't be just money focused. That's the answer to all this. Like,
you got to be farm focused.
That's the companies that in the long run are pissing everybody off, because the only thing they're concerned about
is
making sure that they're collecting that money.
Yeah.
At all cost, at even if it fools you. Oh, we didn't intend on fooling you. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well, if you didn't, then why didn't you just offer me a 3 month option or a 6 month option? The reason you didn't is because you got a pretty good idea, or you've done a study that if you offer that, 70% of the people aren't going to reorder.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why you did it.
Yeah.
It's because you're not going to get the money.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And I mean, that's kind of what I was in a roundabout way ranting about ESPN. Like, just don't be so goddamn greedy.
Right.
You know, you're selling live sports. It's like a holy grail type of product. Don't abuse it.
Right.
And it's been abused really bad.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Subscriptions, man. I don't know that it's going to get any better. I feel like you got to be on your guard right now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is where maybe not only are Congress and those people put in safeguards and rails and things of that nature. I think this is where AI might actually help humanity. Like, they'll be able to tell you. And you want to pay for them to tell you, like, dude, you got like 12 subscriptions, 11 of them you're not even using once a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not even opening that. You haven't even updated that app for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's going to be some of these, I don't know if you call them agents. I'm not real well versed in AI or anything like that. But I do I do think that's going to help, because it's all going that way. Everything's going virtual.
Yep.
And they're going to be the kingpins in the virtual world.
I have seen an app. Like a reel. So I think you probably have to get the app, but the app surfs your phone to seize what subscription you have and then how much you use it. And it's like, okay, so I'm going to pay this app to find my other apps that I don't pay. Like, so fucking stupid.
Andy and I were talking about that before the podcast.
It might actually be worth it.
It might save you some money.
Yeah.
I guess. But then what? Once they figure it out, then you just cancel that app because it did its job? Or is it a one-time payment? I don't know.
It goes back to, actually, now that I think about it, like when you talk about like pharma and healthcare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to sell a one-and-done fix?
No. They want you coming back for more.
Do any of these companies want to sell a one-and-done product that's going to last you forever?
No.
Of course
not. They want to sell you something that you're going to be hooked on every single month that you're going to need, and it's got to keep coming.
Right.
It's the same damn thing, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. It's less insidious, I guess, because when you get into the healthcare, it's you're actually giving me shit and you're charging me shit that's keeping me sick.
Yeah.
You know, you're not solving the problem. You're just numbing.
It's the same business plan.
You're exactly right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is.
It is. But it is crazy. For everything. It's like AG1, right? We drink that every month.
We do, and I probably will justify this because I'm doing it, but mm-hmm. I do feel like that is a maintenance thing that you get benefit from.
But every is there month. Not maintenance on creatine, colostrum that you need to order, vitamin D? Like, I mean, it can be a subscription for any.
I think there's things that you can benefit from consuming or whatever it is you're doing every month.
Sure.
You just need to make the decision, is that benefit that I get worth my money or not?
Well, it's the same with, like, some people would say that for working out. Like, I need this. I do it every day. I need someone to tell me.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's justification for this is my team. I want the Celtics. You know, like, I'm going to watch them. There's just always justification.
Oh. Oh, I love that. No, like with the Peloton subscription, you feel like you're part of a community or you are part of a community. I don't want to marginalize anybody. And you feel that there's an accountability, although Peloton could give a shit less. They just want to keep you on there.
Yeah, exactly. And so
that's how they'll package it. Mm-hmm. But studies have shown that there is a psychological trick to it. That is your community and you feel like you need to show up and perform. And if you're paying for it, it gives you a little more incentive to find that justification to do it.
Right.
And it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. You know, probably there's a lot of good ones.
You know what could be the best, but I think that would be hard, is just knowing how much money you want to spend as an umbrella for subscriptions for your household. We have $200. What is it going to? And if it doesn't fit, it's out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you put a money amount. A
proper budget.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, do people really do that? No, they're like, what's another $13 a month?
Yeah.
That's like going to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. You know, like it's, again, a justification. Mm-hmm. But really, if you actually were a crazy budgeter, you wouldn't just do that.
No.
But most of us do, is my point, right?
And those marketing campaigns are brilliant. They're really good at that.
Getcha.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like a used boat salesman, you know?
Our daughter just said the other day, she's like, you should watch this show. And I'm like, what's it on? She's like, Apple TV. I'm like, we don't have that. She goes, oh, you just get the subscription for a week and binge it and then cancel it. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, because I'll forget.
That's healthy too, right?
there was a show. Oh, it was. I'm like, did you ever see the previews for that Homestead, the TV show or the movie?
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Is it with Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
Because that's Landman.
Landman, right. Yeah. No, this was a movie. So this movie was like, I think the premise was like the world was crashing down and all these people went to like this homestead, but it was there was like a prepper's area and they had walls up and they were protecting them. And it was like,
very cool.
When the world gets to that point, this is what it's going to be like.
Uh-huh.
It's got that chick in it from was it Landman? No, it wasn't Landman. It was Yellowstone. The lawyer.
Oh, Beth?
No, she's not the lawyer. She's the one that she always fights with.
The brown-haired one that's always in bra and panties.
Oh, well, I like that. I'm going to check that out.
Andy, you haven't seen Yellowstone?
No.
Anyway, we were talking about we were going to watch a movie the other night, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, oh, yeah, I wanted to watch that movie. That looks like it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on this app called Angel Studios or something like that. I think they produce it.
Yeah.
So I go on there. I'm like, oh yeah, I could buy the. I just want to buy the movie. You know, if it's going to cost me $20, okay, we're going to watch a movie. That's way cheaper than going to a freaking theater. Anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nope. I have to sign up for a subscription for their app.
Yeah.
Screw that.
And then I get that movie, and then I get some of these other things that go along with it that I'm never going to watch.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not watching your movie then. Like, literally, if you could just offer that movie to me for $15 or $20, I'm going to watch that movie.
I'd buy it,
And then maybe that would get me interested enough to want to do some other stuff on your app that your brand offers.
Yeah.
But I'm not signing up for the subscription because I'm going to forget. I'm not going to shut it off.
Yeah.
Now you're twisting my arm.
And on top of that, and this is where I hope society rises up. Like, I'm talking about all these answers, right? Where we need more people that are just going to say, no, enough's enough.
Yeah.
I want to watch your movie. Isn't that enough? I want to give you money. I don't want to sign up for this bullshit every month. Just, you know.
And it can 100% can happen because that is what has happened, what we were talking about earlier with people cutting the cord with cable.
Yes.
That's what happened is people were like, I'm tired of you charging me $30 a month
mm-hmm.
that tends to go up every 6 months when I'm not looking
yeah.
for some shit that I barely use
yep.
when I can just cut this off and I can buy a couple of apps back to subscriptions
yep.
for less than half of that and watch mm-hmm. what I want to watch. You know, I mean, people can 100% control that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the same with the newspapers. Like, man, yep. I want to support you. I yep. see your value. We need good journalism out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, truth seekers will say stuff like that. But I'm not going to sign up for your monthly subscription. I'm not going to pay an extra for this and for that. Like,
yeah.
stop nickel and diming me. It's just an old trick repackaged. Right?
You know who started this was the goddamn bars and the clubs. A cover charge?
Oh.
Get in my bar,
yeah.
bitch. We got to pay $20 to walk in the door, and then we got to pay for our drinks. That's who started this shit.
I always thought cover charge was so stupid.
They started this. Yep. Sorry, they had a subscription, but they called it cover.
Yeah. Okay.
And people still do.
I could probably count on both hands the number of bars I went to with a cover charge because that's how
you
I
hated
felt.
It. Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not paying $20 to go in there just to look at their stuff on the walls.
If there was live music, I would do it to support the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't done it much either. I hate cover charges as well.
But us ladies sometimes could be like, hey, and the guys are like, oh, I'll get you.
Yeah, like you said, if the cover charge was the charge that was going to bring the band there,
mm-hmm.
that's the reason why. Mm-hmm. It was almost like your ticket
yeah.
to go see the band. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's how it is in Lincoln.
At least,
you know, you pay $10 cover and bouncers at the door show your ID.
Back in the day, I paid one cover charge to get into a club, and I guess I'd still say it was money well spent. It was on a company trip, and it was time to go have fun out in Las Vegas, and it was to the Playboy Lounge or Playboy. They had a new club.
Okay.
And all the girls in the company got in for free, and all those guys had to pay $100.
Oh, my gosh.
But we got to skip the line.
Of course you didn't say no to that.
Yeah, I was like, well, Jesus Christ, we're here. We got to do it.
Half-naked ladies. I can't say no to that.
They might have been more than half-naked.
Okay, fully
naked.
Anyway,
like I said, I look back at them like, God damn, that was $100. But okay, fine. I get it.
So, folks, speak with your dollars. Check your subscriptions. Look at your bank account.
There we go.
I guess download one of those apps if it shows you that, but don't pay for that app.
I know. I just don't know the app name to recommend one.
Like literally in the last couple months, I've been looking at a lot of stuff closely, and so many things that I've canceled or gotten prices changed on have just been ridiculous. Like, I mean, I bet I've saved us probably at least $50 to $100 a month, which is a big deal, you know, when you look at across all those things.
You should probably call the cell phone company too and say that we're going to cancel them, see what they can give us.
Yeah, I'll try that. They don't care. They're like, you idiots can't live without this
stuff. Yeah, no shit.
All right, so before we go, I've got some gifts for you guys.
Oh.
So I want you guys to take a quick look. I've got it under your table there. So pull that out. We don't have streaming, so folks won't watch this right now, but we'll hear. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll send out some pictures and stuff.
Yeah. So what do you got there? What's the box?
Rock Rooster, built for comfort. Okay.
Rock Rooster. Let's see.
Ooh.
Anti-fatigue technology. I didn't even know that technology existed.
And here it is.
Wow.
You are not going to be tired in these. I got some fancy boots here.
Oh, well, thank you, Ben. These are nice.
So our friends over at Rock Rooster, which we've talked about them before, these Rock Rooster Boot Company.
and I've made you pull off your boot.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of different options. We've shown them on the podcast. But I originally got a pair of boots from them hooked up from our buddy at Field Rose, Randy. He talks about these all the time. He helps promote them. So he said, man, you got to try these boots out. So I was looking for a different style boot, like a lace-up style boot. Checked these out. These things, first thing that I found was that these are way less expensive than any of the other ones out there. So then you immediately think, okay, well, quality then, right?
Yeah,
like
they're
going to be cheap.
Fake leather, stuff like that.
But they're absolutely not. You know, and I'll let you guys comment on that. You can see them, you know, as far as the quality goes. But I've been wearing mine now for, what's it been, like 4 or 5 months? And I'm loving them.
Okay.
Let's see those.
What do you think about the feel?
No, it feels like nice leather. Like this isn't, it doesn't feel cheap and it's heavy. You know, like what's that, Jurassic Park? Are those heavy? Yeah, then put them down. They're expensive.
Yeah.
So that's my initial thing is how heavy they are. So I'm thinking they must be the real deal.
They're Yeah, they're pretty badass looking too. There's different ones for girls and guys and unisex. I guess you could wear whatever.
Yeah. But
mine are easy slip on. Do you have a zip on yours, Andy? Like Ben?
No. No.
Okay.
I got the good old tried and true work boot here.
And perfect. But it has those prongs where you can like undo, get in them easy. You know what I mean?
Oh, the ups. This is a traditional what work is
your,
boot. Right
does
here.
Yours have a number on the tag, Andy? Like the, or on the box or anything, what the model number is of those? So it's like a, it's kind of like a,
let's see here,
a mid height.
It's a, yes, it's a 6-inch steel toe wedge work boot. So the wedge is like the sole.
Yeah.
So
does
yeah.
it give you the model number? There is the SAP.
Okay. Yeah. SAP 621. It's a Norwood.
SAP 621. So if you look those up, that's one of the really popular ones. It's a cool looking boot.
Like it
it's
is cool.
Just kind of an all around, like you can use it for work. You can use it for play. Jeez. You can wear them out if you want.
Has all these patents on it too. Cool Max, whatever that is. It sounds like so it keeps your foot cool.
Check out the sole. Look at the sole inside the boot.
Yeah.
Is a cool setup. It's super comfortable. It's soft. They've got boots on the website as low as $80 all the way up to, you know, $150-$200. And with that being said, the pricing with our podcast, if you use code FARMFOCUSED at checkout, you'll get 15% off additionally.
Oh, so
that's,
score.
That's pretty cool. So check
no out. Subscriptions required. No, that's right.
So what style did you get, Morgan?
Okay, so I got the soft toe Chelsea work boots.
What's the model number on that one?
Is that the AK224?
AK224. So yeah. On the site, the AK224, it's a slip-on. These things are going for $105 right now. Brown, 6-inch. There's no laces on those.
Right.
They just stretch on nice and easy. Work boot, play boot, again, whatever you want.
You just got to play around, though, with the sizes because they kind of have the sizing we figured out in kind of men's. So we just had to do the...
Figure out what the women's size was. Work.
I think some, but they were helpful when you talked to them.
Oh, yeah, super helpful. I think some of the ones actual show women's sizes.
Oh,
but
okay.
I've been primarily communicating with them on Instagram Messenger, which anybody can do. You send them a message, they'll get back to you. The customer service is pretty good.
Well, that's what this little flyer within the box says. Get a hold of us. If we're awake, we will answer the phone or email.
I like that.
Yep. Yeah. And they'll definitely get back to you. But we're going to try these out over the next few weeks, chat a little bit more about them. You guys let us know what you think. I know what I think of mine. But what I love about this is it's been a quality boot that's at a fair price that people – are going to be able to afford and enjoy. We do have a friend of the podcast that messaged me and said they ordered a pair.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a few weeks ago. He sent me a picture of the ones that he got. They're very similar to yours. I need to ask him how.
Oh, yeah. Does he like them?
I don't know yet. I need to send him a message.
Is there some kind of warranty anything?
Shout out to Kenny, by the way.
On the boots, God forbid they got a hole or anything.
We haven't experienced that, but
okay. I just wondered if that's something we could talk about. But you having yours and wearing them constantly, I mean, you put leather stuff on them here and there.
Yep. Yep.
I'll treat them every now and then. Freaking good to go.
Yep. Comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable. Nice boots. So check them out, man. Rock Rooster, thank you for sending these to the crew. It's rockroosterfootwear.com. Don't forget code FARMFOCUSED at checkout. You get another 15% off. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep.
Okay.
And then lastly, our partners over at Barn Owl, barnowl.tech, still using the Barn Owl cameras, working closely with them, monitoring the road, got our game cam up right now. I'm just checking out turkey for the season. That'll be changing before long. But getting the messages directly to my phone, every time someone comes down the road, every time an animal shows up, any kind of movement, it notifies me. I can see who's coming in and out. I can monitor the farm. You can monitor the ranch. You can monitor your herd. There's all kinds of things that you can use them for. Cellular connected. You can put up solar panels like we have. You don't have to worry about your batteries. There's a great, great product. It's been working really well. The one that we have up right now has been up for, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And it's solid.
At least. Yeah.
Battery still says 99%. Still getting daily messages from the camera.
And that canopy is filled in too.
Like
it's not full sunlight anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of that, you were able to see that the tent blew over.
Yeah, last week. So our ground blind, we had that real windy day.
Oh my God.
And it's all staked down, and that's down in the bottom of the woods.
Yeah.
So I get a notification, camera, you know, photo on camera too, whatever. So I popped up, look at it. My blind is flipped over and blowing. And I'm like, shit, I got to go down there tomorrow, reset that thing. I didn't.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That the severe weather that we go through every spring, it's amazing.
It feels like it's getting weirder and weirder too.
Yeah.
It's like, can we get a rain that's just a nice, gentle, easy rain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or does
not
every single
happen.
One have to be a tornado warning and hail?
Yeah. The last couple of years, it feels like every single one is minimum 2 inches.
Yeah.
Some hail, mm-hmm. some sleet.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Even more reason to have your barn owl camera so you can watch your herd, watch your property in bad weather.
Did you get a notification the other day when you couldn't find the dog? Was she down there on the camera?
No, she had not gone down in front of the camera.
Oh,
no.
Okay. No, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
That would have been like a babysitter.
So with the barnowl.tech, code FARMFOCUSED, FOCUSED, one word, you get 10% off of their stuff too, which is pretty sweet. So
sweet.
Thank you to Barn Owl. Thank you to Rock Rooster. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you this got you thinking a little bit about your subscriptions.
Yeah.
Clean them up.
It's okay to unsubscribe.
Stick it to the man. Yeah, yeah. Tell him. We're not paying your subscription.
Stick it to the man. Yeah. What man?
The man. The overall man.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The money right. man.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, we'll close it out. We'll see you guys.
Later.